DW.
This is one of Berlin's most polluted streets, Karl-Marx-Straße, in the district of Neukölln. It's a busy street with a car driving past every few seconds, which means local residents have to contend not only with constant noise, but also some of the worst air in the city. Maher Jarouk, a student from Syria, works on this very street for several hours every day handing out flyers. He says he can feel the air along Karl-Marx-Straße impacting his health.
I suffer from allergies, and when I stand on the street for 3 hours, my nose blocks up and I can't breathe very well. And I know this comes from the bad air and all the exhaust fumes here. I feel much better when I'm somewhere where the air is fresher.
Ich weiß genauso, dass das kommt von der Luft, weil der Luft ist so nicht so sauber.
And he's not alone. A German woman named Daniela is on her way to an appointment with her daughter. She says the air on this street is terrible, much worse than in the district of Lichtenrade, where she lives.
When I walk down this street, I have to cough, and it's more difficult to breathe. In Lichtenrade, I don't have these issues as much.
In Lichtenrade ist es nicht so schlimm.
The Berlin Senate has set up 16 measuring devices across the city that record the concentration of air pollutants every 5 minutes. Karl-Marx-Straße constantly exceeds legal limits set by the EU. And it's not the only street in the German capital to do so.
The limit values set in the EU legislation are still exceeded.
That's Anke Lückewill, head of the Group for Air Pollution, Transport and Noise at the European Environment Agency, or EEA, which is based in Copenhagen. We talk on the phone, and she tells me that nitrogen dioxide, or NO2 for short, is responsible for more than 12,800 premature deaths in Germany every year. That's 4 times the number of fatalities from traffic accidents. Germany as a whole emits way more air pollutants than what's allowed by the EU, especially in Berlin and other cities with a lot of traffic. NO2 is a nitrogen oxide, which is mainly emitted by diesel-powered cars and trucks. A high concentration of NO2 in the air can cause respiratory and cardiovascular diseases, such as asthma and bronchitis. A brand new study by the German Environment Agency shows that even a very low concentration of NO2 is linked to diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, heart failure, strokes, lung cancer, and to premature births. That's why the NGO Environmental Action Germany is currently suing more than 28 cities across Germany over emitting too many air pollutants. And so far, they've won every single case. It's not just NGOs who can sue a city over air pollution. Anybody who is affected can do that. Often, they get help from NGOs like Friends of the Earth Germany, which has supported lawsuits by Berliners in the past. I meet the NGO's traffic policy advisor, Martin Schlegel, in his Berlin office. He says it's people with a low income who tend to suffer most from the impact of air pollution.
Das ist genau das Problem, dass die Belastungen an den Hauptverkehrsstraßen heute insbesondere arme Menschen treffen.
Poorer people in particular are affected by the high levels of air pollutants, because they are the ones living on busy roads. Most of them don't even have a car themselves, but have to cope with the emissions caused by people who live in nice, clean suburbs and drive their SUVs into the city center. That's just not fair. And that's why we have to take the necessary steps immediately.
Das ist tatsächlich ungerecht und deswegen ist da akuter Handlungsbedarf.
Filing a lawsuit, he says, puts the necessary pressure on the authorities.
Die Politik handelt ja nur.
It's important to show politicians that citizens are unhappy. Otherwise, they won't take any action.
Bürger unzufrieden ist.
Pressure is currently also coming from the EU Commission, which is taking the German government to court for continuously exceeding EU-wide limits on both particulate matter and nitrogen dioxide. That means Germany is facing high fines if it doesn't reduce its air pollution soon. So how can Germany do that? Jürgen Resch, managing director at the NGO Environmental Action Germany, says the solution is banning the biggest NO2 culprit.
80% of the NO2 of this diesel emission is coming from diesel cars and only 20% from other sources.
Resch and his NGO are calling for a Germany-wide ban on diesel-powered cars starting this fall or winter. That would affect a third of the vehicles on German roads right now. In accordance with a recent court ruling by Germany's top administrative court, cities are allowed to ban diesel cars to improve air quality. Of course, there are other measures cities can take. They can introduce environmental zones that only admit cars that meet national emission standards, something Berlin and other cities have already done. The tactic has proven successful in reducing the amount of particulate matter in the air. Cities can also invest in pedestrian zones, bike lanes, and better and cheaper public transport. And they can introduce a speed limit on roads with heavy traffic. Berlin plans to implement a 30 km per hour limit on 5 major roads later this month. If that's successful, the Berlin Senate says, more streets will follow. But in the end, environmental activists like Schlegel believe there's only one solution.
It will take more than just small measures to tackle Berlin's air problem. The city has no other option than to introduce a diesel driving ban.
For DW, this is Anna-Sophie Brändlin in Berlin, Germany.
DW